I'm going to share a brief story with you, and this is Daniel, it's about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we've heard some testimonies about how people have been going through some things. We all go through a fiery trial, amen? We all go through our own tests. We all go through something that seems like it's going to overcome us, that it's going to take us, and we don't know what to do, amen? Let's go to verse 13. Let's see how these gentlemen handled it. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time you shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the clumber, whatever, however you say that, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? He's asking them, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now listen to this beautiful answer, amen. He's telling them, look here, if you don't bow down and worship the golden image that I've created, if you don't worship my false gods, he says, who is a God that can deliver you out of my hand? He said, there ain't nobody can deliver you out of my hand. Now this is taking a stand for Christ, amen. Listen to what they said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not carefully to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, hallelujah, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Hallelujah. He said, look at here. Even if God doesn't deliver us from your hand, we're still not going to bow down to what you have, what you're trying to make us do. And what I want you to see, and I'll just share with you briefly, it's in 1 Peter 4. It says, blessed are you when you go through fiery trials. Amen. That consider it a blessing and rejoice when you go through a fiery trial. Each and every one of you may go through a fiery trial and you ask yourself, where am I sinning? Am I doing something wrong? Have I done something wrong? Why is this happening to me? Anytime that something takes place and happens to you, the first thing out of your mouth is, what is going on, man? Why is this happening? And we begin to question God, have I done something wrong? Have I did evil? Is there some sin in my life that I'm not knowing? God, why is this happening to me? I'm a child of the Most High God. Amen? And once we see that there is nothing that... No, I'm not talking about we all sin and fall short of glory, but I'm talking about no sin that's deliberately done. Amen? Not the ones that's undeliberately, but the ones deliberately. If you examine your life and say, well, look, I'm living good. I'm living like I'm supposed to. I haven't really done anything. Nothing's coming to my mind that I've done wrong. So why is this going on? Why is this taking place? Why would this happen? I got a covenant with God. I'm a child of God. Everything is supposed to just be in my hand. Everything's supposed to work out just the way it's supposed to be. Because God is creator of all things. And He's able to take care of any problem, any situation. And that's the way we'd like to believe it. Amen. We like to believe, hey, can't nothing, you know, the Word of God says, if God be for me, who can be against me? And that's what we like to stand on. We think, hey, ain't nothing going to happen to me and mine. But that's not necessarily always the case. We go through fiery trials. Amen. We go through a fiery trial. It says rejoice. At the end of that, it says rejoice. And I've asked myself, how in the world can you go through a fiery trial and God, you just want me to jump up and down and rejoice over that? Well, when I read about this story, the story goes on that Shadrach and Meshach, they got thrown in the fire. And the fires was so hot that the people that threw them in the fire, the flames come out and killed them. Amen. And they did not submit. Now, if I was Shadrach and Meshach, put yourself in their shoes, you're thinking, hey, I love the Lord. I love God. There ain't no way in the world God's going to let these people even throw me in this fire. And they got thrown in the fire. But the great thing about it is, down in verse 24, look at verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. And he rose up and hasted and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he said, and he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loosing, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. When I read that, I began to see what God truly meant for me when I'm going, and for you as well. When we go through a fiery trial, when we go through something that we don't understand, when we ask ourselves, how is this taking place? Why is this happening to me? What am I going through this for, God? Have I done any wrong? Have I sinned against you? I repent. And when you get an answer, no, all is well, then why is this taking place? That's the same way Shadrach and Meshach thought. Why are we getting thrown in here just for serving God? But praise God, when you will find your most intimate time, hallelujah, you will draw closer to God, closer than you ever thought possible in the midst of the fire, amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't see Jesus before they got tossed in the fire, amen. It was after they got tossed in the fire. He said, lo, didn't we throw 3 of them in there? But now there's 4, and the fire didn't touch them, hallelujah. The fire can't quench them. There is nothing happening to them, and the Son of God is walking around with them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had faith in God. They had faith in Jesus. They had faith in the Deliverer. And they said, we're not bound down to any false gods. Amen. We're not going to serve any other God but our God. We're going to stay true. We're going to stay loyal, even if it costs us our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that a beautiful story? When you're in the midst of your fire, and you're in the midst of the heat is blazing, and you want to cry, and you want to shout out, and you think, don't nobody understand what you're going through. And you ask yourself, God, why? Why is this happening to me? Why is this taking place? Why is this going on? I want you to know that Jesus is right there with you. Amen. He is right there in the midst of the fire, and the fire is not going to be able to have its way with you. Amen. In the end, they got delivered out of the fire. He called them up out, and then he made a decree that everyone was going to have to serve their God. They took a stand. They took a witness. When the minute that you're going through your fire, praise the Lord, listen to me, church. Listen, the minute that you're in your fire, people are watching you. They're going to see how you're going to react. They're going to see if you're going to turn around and doubt your God. They're going to see if you turn around and turn your back on Christ. They're going to see if you begin to cuss and to begin to shout and begin to throw temper tantrum and begin to say, why is this going on? Is that the way you think God's going to show up? It's not going to happen like that, is it? But if you begin to keep your faith and you begin to keep your trust and you say, hey, I don't care what I got to go through. I don't care how this may look. I know that Jesus Christ is with me. I know He's with me during this trial. And I know that He's my deliverer. And I know that there is no weapon formed against me going to prosper. Even though I'm in the midst of the flame. Even though the enemy has attacked me and threw me in this place. I know that Jesus Christ said He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I know He's got this all worked out, and it will be for my good. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Another reason why we get placed in the fire. What does gold, when they put gold in the fire, what does it do? It refines, it burns all the impurities out. A lot of times we go through the fire, and we've been placed there for a reason. Because God knows that we got some things inside of us that still need to be burned out. I don't care who you are or how holy you think you are. Each and every day is an opportunity God's going to use to draw you closer to His Son, Jesus Christ. Each and every day is an opportunity for you to change and to be more Christ-like. And there will come a time, hallelujah, when you get real, real comfortable in your Christian walk and you think, hey, I'm happy. Everything's great. Everything's going good. You ever notice that? When everything is going real good and it's real, and you're up on top of the mountain, you say, hey, I'm up on the mountain. It's good. I'm serving God. All right, I'm blessed. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, it hits you. You're like, whoa, where in the world did that come from? Why is this happening? My goodness. And then you get to question God a little bit. God, are you still there? What happened? Why is this taking place? You got some impurities in your life. And he wants to get them about. And there ain't no better way to get them out than when he, and how many of you know, when he turns up that fire, it don't feel good. Amen. When it gets to getting real hot and you get to feeling that fire burn, you get to just, oh my goodness. There goes a little bit of pride. There goes a little bit of anger. There goes a little bit of selfishness. There goes a little bit of greed. There goes a little bit of addiction. Oh my God, I feel him just working on me. And it's, I feel it, it's just burning. And that's when you turn around, and I trust you. This week, as you guys said, it's been a rough week. Oh, it's been a rough week. But the whole time when I got ready to cry or whine about it, Jesus said, do you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I said, yeah. He said, who was with me? I said, you were. He said, don't you want to spend some time with me? Sometimes God wants to spend some time with you in the fire, amen. Sometimes he wants you to be in the fire with him. Why? Because that's when you get real refined. And that's when you get clean. And that's when you're getting all them impurities of this world about you. And he's drawing you closer to him. And then he can love on you a little bit. Amen. When you get into the fire with him, the world can't get in that fire because it'll kill him. It'll burn him up. What happened to the men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When they threw them in the fire, what happened to them? They got burned up. They died instantly. They was gone. You see, if you're part of the world, you're not going to make it in the fire. But if you're a part of God, you can step in that fire, and where Jesus is waiting on you, he's ready to change you. He's ready to help you. He's ready to get the... Hallelujah. He's ready to take care of the things that you can't get rid of. He's ready to deliver you of the things that have kept you in bondage all your life. People have lived with hurt and pain and sorrow and unforgiveness all their life that they put the face of a clown on. They walk around, they smile, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. Or they got the anger face that they're mad at the world. And deep down all that saying is they're hurting. They're in pain. They have had something happen to them as a child or growing up and they haven't learned how to cope with it or deal with it and they can't quite figure out what is happening, what's going on. And they're asking themselves, man, who is going to help me? Who is going to take care of this? And they run to the world. And the world offers them temporary peace. The world offers them temporary satisfaction. And for a brief moment, guess what? They don't feel that pain for a second. They become numb. And a numb feeling is better than the hurt feeling. Amen. And when they come to church, people shun them. Or think they're better than them. Or look at them in a different way. Or they listen to the lies of the devil saying, don't go to church. If you do, you're going to be a hypocrite. That's like saying, you cut your arm halfway off. Don't go to the hospital. Why? Because it was your fault that you cut your arm off. When you go to the hospital, what are they going to do? They're going to sew that thing back up. When you come to church and your heart is broken and it's beat up and it's bruised and you feel like you don't have nothing or no one, don't listen to the lie of the devil saying you're a hypocrite. Say, you know what? I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to go get the help that I need. Why? Because I've tried the world's way, and I couldn't find help. I've tried my friends, and they've betrayed me. Amen? I've tried my family, and they've shut the door to my face. You've tried everything there is to try. Do you ever get to the point in your life where you think, you know what? I don't have nobody. Who can I tell my deepest, darkest secrets to? Who can I go to and say, hey, this is what's taking place to me. This is what's happening to me. This is what I'm going through. Here's where I need help. God knows already. God is the only one that you can go take everything that you got and say, God, here it is. Here's my hurt, my pain, my sorrow, my addiction, my lust, my anger, my bitterness, my strife, my problems, my worries, my doubts, my fears. I'm going to give them all to you. because I can't carry them no more. He's waiting. He's waiting. You do not have to feel the way that you've been feeling all your whole entire life. You ever heard that saying, let go and let God? The minute that you let it go, see, that's the problem right there. That is it. People don't want to let it go. You know why? Because this is where I find my comfort. I've had this hurt and pain a long time. I've dealt with this stuff a long time. I'm not giving it up. Or I can fix it. I can take care of it. Haven't we tried it our way long enough? What have you fixed in all the years of your fixing? We always make it worse, don't we? The hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper until finally we bury ourselves and then we think there is no hope. There is nobody going to understand. There is nobody going to be there for me. That is all a lie straight from hell. Jesus Christ is ready for you to come to Him. He is ready to wipe your slate. He is the only one that can cleanse your heart, cleanse your mind, cleanse your soul with the blood of His blood and cleanse you totally and make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And take all that garbage away and give you a life that will have peace beyond what you could ever possibly imagine. And I've shared this with you and I'll share it with you again. I don't serve God because of heaven. I don't. I believe there is one. I believe my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I believe I'm going. But that ain't why I serve God. And I don't serve God because of hell. Do I want to go to hell? No, I don't. I don't want to go there. Am I scared of it? Yeah. But that is not why I serve God. Heaven and here, heaven and hell ain't here right in front of me right now. What is in front of me is a peace of mind that only God could give you. That's why I serve God. He took away the hurt, the pain, the sorrow. He took away the things that had happened in my past life. He took away everything that couldn't, drugs or alcohol or anything, counselors or anybody, friend or any family member, anybody else that could help me. He delivered me. Hallelujah. As little Daniel testified this morning, he said, I didn't think I was going to be alive to see 18. The demon was tormenting me. But hallelujah, God delivered, amen. God set him free, not man. It was Jesus when he gave his soul and his life into the hand of Jesus. Jesus washed him and cleansed him. Jesus set him free. And Jesus gave him a life that he needed. And peace that passed all understanding. He plugged into the source, amen. And he didn't do it with a faking, shaking, I'm playing church, because he knew there was only death that lay ahead for him. He knew he had to find something. And when he plugged into it, church, he got what he needed. And if God will do it for him, he'll do it for you. Amen. He will give you what you need this morning. There is nothing impossible with Jesus Christ. Right. There is nothing impossible for the Lord. Don't hinder him no more. We're not promised tomorrow. You heard the testimonies about all the people that have been passing away left and right, funeral after funeral after funeral. How long do you need before you finally get sincere with God?
Amen, that's right.
Hallelujah. What is there in hell that you died to go to? What is there? Is there something spectacular? Because I promise you, it ain't going to be no party down there. It's real. It's real. See, we all love to hear about heaven, don't we? Oh, heaven's beautiful. Pearly gates. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's all good. Oh, yes. The priest had mentioned. Pastor makes me feel real good. Well, that ain't going to save you. And I can't scare you into heaven because heaven, you ain't scared of hell now. You come here, hellfire and brimstone message every week and you still go out and live like the devil. So that don't work either. The only thing that will work is, look, you can continue to live the life that you're living, or you can give it to God and let Him set you free. And worry about heaven and hell later, amen?
Amen.
We'll cross that bridge when we stand before God. What I'm saying is this, church. You can keep the crazy mind that you got, that the devil is tormenting your heart, mind, and soul with things that's taking place all your life. Or you can say, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. And I've been delivered, hallelujah, as he said, from the demon. I've been delivered. See, the minute that you say, in the name of Jesus, everything got to go. The hurt, the pain, the sorrow, the misery, the unforgiveness, the discomfort, it breaks all chains. It breaks them all. Misery loves comfort. You can be who God wants you to be, or you can sit down on your little pity pot and say, I'm miserable and I want to make everybody else miserable too. I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person, I want to be happy. I want to be blessed. I want to be set free. I want the love of God to shine and rule and reign in my body. I want to be a vessel that shines for Christ. That when people see me, hallelujah, I ain't no coward. When I stand for what's right, I stand for what's right. Amen. Do you believe in Jesus? All the way, baby. All the way. 110%. You keep serving your God and we'll see where he's going to lead you. And I'm going to keep serving mine. Amen.
Amen.
We have a reason to be happy. We have a reason to shout. We have a reason to turn around and rejoice. When you get delivered and you get set free, there is no, ooh, hallelujah, there is no comparison to what Jesus Christ can do. And I guarantee you, when you get it, you won't go back to that same old mess that you once been in. Why? Because you knew it took too long to kill that person. See, the people that pay church, guess what? They ain't hit rock bottom yet. They don't know what it means to turn around and be close to death. They don't know what it means to have a demon tormenting mind, body, and soul. They don't know what it means to turn around and wake up in the morning and feel like killing yourself. Because to them, church is just a social gathering where you go and put on your pretty Sunday clothes and everything's just peachy. When we leave, we'll go watch the game and kick back, drink a few beers, smoke a few cigarettes, and say a few swear words, and ha, ha, ha. Because nobody's holy. You know, there's none of us righteous. I get so sick of them weak, watered-down excuses. That ain't no soldier for God. Amen?
Amen.
A soldier's dedicated. A soldier will go into battle with you, and he won't leave you. He'll stand there beside you all the way. Amen. And when times get hard and times get rough and you do get placed in the fire, Jesus is right there. And he says, go ahead, march on, Christian soldier. I got your back. Let's knock this stuff out. Let's go be some real ones. Let's kill some demons today. Go demon hunting.
Amen.
Amen. Chop them up. Take the word of God and chop them smooth, thinking up. See? Dang, I don't know about you, but the devil messed up and he didn't kill me. Amen.
Amen.
And now I'm coming for him. I'm coming to get him. And I'm going to preach the word of gospel. And you, too, can turn around and preach by just letting people see your light shine. You ain't got to get, ooh, praise the Lord. Jesus overcame the world and didn't say a word. That's how powerful he was. He didn't have to say nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what's wrong with people. They talk too much and they don't want to turn around and back it up. Let your actions speak for you. Amen.
Amen.
I tell Stella, don't talk about it, be about it. I don't want to hear what you're going to do. Show me what you're going to do. Let me see your life line up to the Word of God. Let me see when people see you, they say, ooh, boy, there goes a child of the Most High God right there. Amen.
Amen.
They will see Jesus Christ radiating off of you. You'd just be glowing. Remember when you first come to church and you got saved and that glow was just shining and you were so happy you were just running all over the place? There's some of you up in this church. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to call your name. I ain't going to embarrass you. There's some of you had that glow, amen. And they come home and, Daddy, guess what I got? I got some Jesus. And their whole life changed, amen. Mommy, look at me now. Ain't nothing like it, is it? You done killed all them evil spirits you had living in you. The best way to go demon killing is look in the mirror and start there. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you can't fix them, you sure ain't going to be able to help nobody else. Praise God. Then what we like to do is we like to come down and get saved, and then all of a sudden we won't save everybody else. You ever heard that saying, God ain't through working on me? I need to work on myself a little bit more. And then my life will turn around and be able to shine. Don't hate the fire, love the fire. Rejoice when you go through tribulations. Rejoice when you go through trials. Rejoice when it's hot. Rejoice because knowing that God is your deliverer. And he ain't going to send you in the fire if he ain't going to stick it out with you. If you're going through something in life, guess what? God is right there with you. And that's when you can really get to know who God truly is. Just turn around and don't look at the fire. Because if you look at the situation, guess what that's going to do? It's going to scare you. Can you imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When they got thrown, they seen them flames. They said, make it seven times hotter. And they got ready to get thrown in there. And the flames got ready to come out and consume them. And the flames turned around and consumed the people that they threw them in the fire. And he like, man, did you see them just die? See, they could have had a whole lot of fear. And instead, they looked at Jesus that was in the fire waiting on them. Here I am. Come on in here. They were walking around. You can picture this. He said, look at them. Didn't there three? He said, yeah, there's four now. One like son of man. I can picture them doing this. They're just praising God. It is four of them walking around there. Because they didn't say they were standing still, did it? They were walking around. Hey, we got it going on. We up here with Jesus. Praise the living God. Man, I'm sure in the fire. You know, man, I'm getting clean. I'm pure. You got to get them through the fire to get clean. Amen. We want to go to God filthy and nasty and dirty and say, God, come, you ain't talking to me. Amen? I don't hear God's voice. Well, I wonder why. When the fire starts, you run. Don't run away from the fire, run to it. Why? Because God's going to cleanse you of everything that you need to be cleansed. Amen?
Amen.
The trials, I'm going to close with this. The trials, the tribulations, the things that you're going through. Joseph, go back there and hit recently played and just hit play. We'll just let the music, it'll say recently played on that music list. That way we'll start to play some music. Thank you. Or is that? When you're going through a trial, amen, don't look at the trial as the fire. Look at it like, hey, I'm going through this, but I know God is my deliverer, and I know that he's in the fire. And I'm not going to look at my situation. I'm not going to look at my problem. I'm not going to look at the fire. I'm going to look at it as an opportunity for God to refine me, for God to cleanse me, and for God to make me the person, not that I want to be, but that he wants to be. And then you get out of the way. See, a lot of times we want to get too much in the way of what God wants for us. And he don't need our help. Amen? Get out the way. Say, I'm in the fire. Jesus, you in the fire. And when they were walking around, guess who was the leader? They didn't push Jesus to say, hey, get aside, let me lead. No. They seen Jesus. They stood behind Jesus. And they turned around and said, we'll follow you. And they went to walking in the fire, following Jesus. And you get there. So when you go through the fire, don't let the devil beat you up. Don't let him get you all tore up and look at your... Don't look at the fire. Look to Jesus and say, you know what? Jesus is going to take care of this. It's going to be okay. And if it don't turn out the way you want it to turn out, then you still give God the glory. Why? Well, it didn't happen the way I wanted it to. God had a reason why. You understand? And our ways is not like God's ways. And a lot of times when God does something, it's to help you, not to harm you. No matter how ugly it may look. And you, no matter how you may not be able to understand it, you can say, why is this happening? Hey, don't ask why. Just trust in him. Just say, God, I don't need to know why. All I need to know is which way we're going.
Amen.
Let me follow you, Jesus, this morning. Let me follow you and get the impurities out of my life. Let me follow you and trade my ashes. Amen. Like the song said. Let me trade them. Trade all my ashes. Trade all my stuff that ain't. Give you all this. Created me a new heart this morning, a new life. And made me a new man. Take away the things out of my mind that I can't get rid of. Deliver me. Amen. Can you hear me? The office is open. If you need to rededicate your life, if you need to be set free, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're ashamed of God, He's going to be ashamed of you when you stand before Him. Don't let the devil play with your head and say, oh, well, it's going to be okay. No, it ain't by accident that you up in the house of God this morning. Don't mess around and miss the opportunity to get to know Jesus Christ. Don't miss the opportunity to totally be set free. Don't miss the opportunity to be delivered from all that mess. Give it all to Him this morning and trust in Him and don't be a coward. But change your life completely and stand upon the rock of thy salvation and let Jesus set you free. Let Him bring deliverance, hallelujah, to your soul this morning. Only He can do it. Amen. But you got to take that first step. Let's pray.